alien race on this planet, the Spackle, have killed all of the women because they did not have noise. Prentice trains the men of the village to control their noise and forbids anyone from leaving the village. New World is cut off from contact with Earth, so they're unaware that Earth has sent a fresh batch of colonists to New World. These colonists send a scout ship down to see if everything's copacetic. The scout ship is unfamiliar with the noise and crash lands, leaving one survivor, Viola. Unfortunately for her, she crash lands next to Prentice Town, and realizing that there's something a bit off with the mayor, she enlists the help of the youngest member of the town, Todd Hewitt, to help her get to a place where she can contact her ship and let them know what's going on in New World. And that is your plot. So let's get into the good, the bad, and the ugly of this film. First, the good. This is a fun little movie filled with very interesting concepts. It takes a little while to get used to seeing the thoughts coming off the male characters' heads, but you get used to it after a few minutes. It helps that Tom Holland is engaging as Todd. Both Tom Holland and Daisy Ridley do really good here, and you care about what happens to Todd and Viola, which is pretty crucial to the enjoyment of this film because these are the two characters that you get to know the most. The noise is the concept that is fleshed out the best in this movie. And it's an interesting one. They don't know why it only affects men, so it's never explained, at least in this movie, why it only affects the men on the planet. But it is interesting to watch how society would deal with one sex having to force themselves to hide or tamp down their thoughts. It's also fascinating to watch how people can actually use their thoughts as a weapon. So the good here are the two main characters and the overall concept of the noise, which is enough to actually enjoy the film. However, everything else is lacking a little bit, which brings us to the bad. While your two heroes and the noise are given a lot of screen time, everything else is just kind of let down. Mads Mikkelsen as the mayor of Prentice Town is really kind of wasted here. He spends most of the time just on a horse chasing people. One of the Jonas brothers plays his son, and I'm not quite certain why he's there, because he doesn't accomplish much of anything. Also, this is an alien world that looks like Canada. There is very little on the screen that screams alien, which is unfortunate because I really wanted to know about the Spackle, which is the alien race that inhabits this planet. They apparently have evolved with the noise, and I'd really like to see how they're dealing with it. I know they were filming this movie thinking it would become a franchise, but you really have to establish some things in your first movie, and for something that is set in an alien world, I really needed to see some in-depth look at the actual alien race that lives on this planet. There's also a theological aspect to this story that's not really investigated at all. There is a character, the preacher of Prentice Town, whose actions are just not explained in the slightest. I never found out why he was so angry or why he's doing what he's doing. He just seems to be there to show angry noise all the time. And I'm sure the books delve into the theological aspect, but again, I'm watching a movie, and if you can't explain it to me in the movie, you should probably leave it out. This seemed like a complete waste of actor David Oyelowo, who plays the preacher. He's a very good actor, and given more, this could have been an incredibly interesting character. Unfortunately, he's just there to throw angry noise. As for the ugly, I will say that this is a pretty enjoyable adventure romp right up until the end where it fizzles. I'm going to save the rest for the spoilers because it does deal specifically with the end, but let me just say the ending here is a bit of a letdown. I will say this, however. For a movie whose budget was $100 million+, I don't see that on the screen. I was a bit surprised that they released this only in theaters. I can't see them making that budget back, which is a shame. If this were a more modestly budgeted film, we might actually see a sequel. But as it is, I just doubt they're going to make another one because this one's just not going to make the $100 million back. I would like to see more of New World, and unfortunately, I don't think that's going to happen. Final thoughts. Chaos Walking is an okay film for the most part. I don't regret seeing it. Mostly because the actors in it are very engaging and I like them. Even Mads Mikkelsen, who wasn't given a lot to do, is very good whenever he's on the screen. If you're feeling up to it and you want to go to the movies, this is worth a matinee. But I will say, I did leave the theater feeling a little disappointed because I realized I'm not going to get the answers to all the questions I had because this is not going to get a sequel. I guess I'll have to read the books. I'm reading Chaos Walking, a very solid rental, or worth wearing your mask for a matinee. And now, spoilers.
Spoilers.
Spoilers? What spoilers?
You tell me.
Spoilers.
So, it's no surprise when you find out late in the film that the men of Prentice Town couldn't deal with the women seeing and hearing their thoughts, so Daniel Prentice had them kill all of the women. He then told all of the children of the town, including Todd, that their mothers were killed by the Spackle. This act was apparently sanctioned by the preacher and the church, but the reason that they did this is just very lacking. Apparently the women viewed Prentice as a coward, so that's why he had them all killed, or he wanted them all killed. The reason the preacher advocated for this is not even really given. You have no idea why the preacher is so angry. You're also not told why the women, knowing that the men were starting to lose it, didn't just leave the settlement. There are other settlements to go to. Yet all of the women of Prentice Town just stayed and died. It's a very lacking element to the story, and it did bring the ending down quite a bit. It just kind of fizzled at the end. The justification and reason given for this act just seemed lame. As a result, this is kind of an enjoyable adventure film that just seems to go nowhere. Also, I should know by now, if there's a dog in a movie, I should just stop watching it. I should really just stop watching it. Because goddammit, they killed this fucking dog. Why? Why did I have to watch his cute little Toto dog die? Come on. Can we have one movie where the hero's dog makes it to the end? Please? This is the Cinemistress signing off. Hug your dogs for me, and tell them I love them.
GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States License. Come check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hit up our website at geekradiodaily.com. Find more of Carol the Cat at guardiansofthegeekery.com and purplehairedpixie.com.